What I'd like to do is, some of you may have questions or you want to add some things to what I'm going to cover when it comes to EVs. If you would hold that thought until after I get through with this next, 7 to 10 minutes or so. And then if you've got questions, I'll take those after the bottom of the hour mark, because I want to get into my numbers. Somebody even asked at the top of the hour, I took a call off air, am I going to go through the numbers of how all this works, EVs versus gas vehicles and so on. So I'm going to do that now. EV versus your current vehicle. Now, what I did is, because every situation is different, I get that. Every situation is unique. What you're driving, the year, make, model, is it paid off, is it not? I know every one of those is different. But when the White House, Jen Psaki herself, can come out and talk in averages and generalities, I'm going to do the same thing, because frankly, that's all I have to go off of. Unless I've got somebody individually to talk to, I've got to use averages. So what I did is I went and looked at what's the average age of vehicles on the road today. And I pretty much knew this off the top of my head because I do this on Drive Radio every single weekend. It's 12.1 years. That's the average age of vehicles in the U.S. So that includes new, old. It's the average. Now in Colorado, it's higher than that. Why? Because we keep our vehicles longer. We have a better climate. The rust doesn't affect us as much, and we can actually keep them on the road longer. Our average is a year higher. We're around 13 years of age. So with all of that being said, though, I'm using 10 years of age for my comparison to an EV. I know some of you are driving vehicles that are 2, 3, 4 years of age, maybe even 5 years old, but I'm using that 10-year average, thinking that's a pretty good round average to use when making these comparisons. In other words, what does it cost to buy an EV versus you keep driving what you own? I also used 15,000 miles a year as an average, because in the auto industry, that's what we use for maintenance and other things. I know some of you drive more, some drive less, but again, the average is 15,000 miles a year. If you go less or more, you have to adjust my formulas accordingly. I also used an annual 22 miles per gallon in that 10-year-old vehicle. I know some are getting more, some are getting less, but I used 22 as the average. And how did I come up with that number? I went back and looked at the average fuel economy from vehicles in the year 2012. Okay, 10 years ago, what were the vehicles getting on average? 22 miles to the gallon is pretty much the average of what they were getting at that time. I'm using $3.99 a gallon as the cost of fuel for that 10-year-old vehicle. $3.99 a gallon. Okay? I'm also including in the gasoline vehicle $1,500 a year in annual maintenance. I know some spend more, some spend less, but again, folks, I've been in that industry my entire life. The numbers that we use is, on average, you're going to spend $1,500 a year for maintenance. Now, some years will be more, some will be less, depends on if you're buying tires or not. You get where I'm coming from, okay? That's the average, again, in the U.S. at auto repair shops on an annual basis for vehicles. So $3.99 a gallon, 22 miles per gallon, 15,000 miles a year, $1,500 a year in annual maintenance. That comes to you spending $4,200 and $17 a year for what you're driving. Now, I'm not factoring in car payments, interest, anything like that, because typically at year 10, it's paid for. You don't have payments. Now, I know that's not always the case. I know some folks that are driving, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old vehicles that have car payments, and if that's you, you'll have to refactor what I'm saying here. But on average, again, I keep using that word because that's what we have to use. On average, it's $4,200 a year for you to drive the car you own. Now, I took an EV vehicle, an electric vehicle, fully electric, not a hybrid, but a fully electric vehicle, and I'm using my energy numbers, which in Colorado is about 12.5 cents a kilowatt hour. Okay? So that's where I get my math. I'm also figuring on an EV that in first 2 years, very little maintenance, if any. Year three, though, you're going to buy tires. How do I know that? Because at 30,000 miles on an EV, you're typically going to be buying tires because they're hard on tires. How do I know that? I own one. Okay? And anybody that owns one will tell you they're hard on tires. In fact, some that are heavier, i.e. Tesla, are harder on tires than some that are lighter. I also used $50,000 as the average for an EV. Now, I know that there are some made that are less. I know there's some made that are more. Again, I took the average, which, by the way, was $46,000. I added 8% sales tax onto that, which is where most of you live right now, and that comes out to right at 50 grand. So that's the number I'm using for an EV. Sorry, 60 grand. 60 grand, sorry, because that included the sales tax. It's 56,000 plus sales tax puts it at 60,000. Now, I know you can buy some EVs. Richard and I just reviewed one that would be in the high 30s. So I understand you can save some money on an EV. But keep in mind, and this is where the White House doesn't care, but you've got to compare apples to apples. If you're driving a fair-size SUV and you want to go buy an EV, it's not going to be that Hyundai Kona my son and I reviewed a few minutes ago. Or my Chevy Bolt. It's not the same vehicle. If you're used to hauling around four full-size adults and some gear, none of the EVs under 50K will do it. So again, you've got to compare apples to apples. If you're going to have an EV that equates to what you're currently driving, you're going to spend at least $50,000, if not more. Time you do sales tax and so on, it's 60. I did not include, by the way, on the new EV, the increased cost in insurance because it's a newer vehicle, or the increased cost of license plates because it's a newer vehicle. I left those two out. Okay, so just remember, in the number that I'm going to finally give you, I left those two numbers out on the EV. Now, some of you could say, well, on a 10-year-old vehicle, is $1,500 a year for maintenance enough? Depends on how well you've maintained the vehicle up to this point. Typically, yes, it is. I did a six-year equation. Why did I do 6 years? Because most of you that go buy the EV are not going to buy it with cash. You're going to finance it. And you're going to finance it for 5 to 6 years, 60 to 72 months. I did that at a 4% interest rate, which, by the way, is a really good rate. If you don't have really good credit, you won't get 4%. You'll be paying 6, 7, or 8% interest. I did it at 6 years at 4%, and I did all the payments and tires in year three. Gives you an annual cost, including the 13 cent per kilowatt hour, which, by the way, I've told you before, if you drive 15,000 miles a year, you're going to spend about $50 a month on energy to power. That's at your house, not going out and buying it third party, but at your own home with your own charger, you're going to spend about $50 a month. So I ran all those numbers, came up with a 6 year cost, and the EV over 6 years will cost you an additional $47,974. Jen Psaki, most people can't afford that. Now, I know you can divide that $47,000 over 6 years, but it's still sizable. Point being, even at $3.99 a gallon, you can keep driving what you own for a very long time and not buy an EV. That's not, I know, what the White House or this current administration wants me to say. I'm just giving you the numbers, folks. When I come back, I'll give you some of the pros and cons of EVs, which I know my son and I talk about quite often. But, folks, how can I talk about this more intelligently than most journalists and most people on radio? I own one. And I own a big fleet. And I've been in the auto industry my whole life. And I know what things cost. And I know on average what people are paying to keep their vehicles running and running well. And my numbers aren't far off, folks. They may be off one way or the other, but in this scenario, they're right on the money. Now, yours may be off one way or the other, depending upon your own personal circumstances. But the reason why I also wanted to do this today was, A, we were talking about it last week. But B, these are the type of posts that I'm seeing on social media that are asking these questions. So does anyone drive an EV and have solar panels or batteries on their home? How does that cost compare with the cost of operating a gasoline vehicle? With gas prices soaring, maybe it's time to reconsider both. Well, I can do the solar scenario as well, and at the end of the day, solar is a wash. What you pay to put the panels up, what they lease them back to you for, with the energy you sell back to Xcel or whoever your energy company is, it's a wash. You don't really save any money. I've done the numbers. Now, some of you listening, maybe you're that person. I'm not. I don't save. My numbers don't work. And I don't think they work for most. I think a lot of folks, just like the EV world, they think in their mind, because I'm not paying for fuel anymore, I'm saving money. No, they forget all the other costs that go into it. And there are, even Dave Hart will tell you, when you have solar panels on your roof, even the cost of your roof maintenance changes. That's not ever factored from the solar panel guy selling them to you. So again, my math on an EV vehicle over 6 years, if you went and bought a brand new $55,000 EV, paid the sales tax on it, I did not include the tax rebates because, by the way, not all of them have them. Some of them are pretty much used up, i.e. Tesla and Chevy. So it depends on what you buy as to whether or not you even get the credits. Without factoring any of that into the equation, it's $47,974 over 6 years. On top of what you're already paying. Okay? Not including what you're already paying, on top of what you're already paying to drive your existing car. Questions? Lines are open. 303-477-5600. I'll be right back. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, which, by the way, if you want to put a charge station in your house, can Absolute do that? They absolutely can. They can do that and give you their free Absolute Advantage membership at the same time. 720-526-0231 or find them at klzradio.com.
Absolute Electrical Heating and Air will fix your furnace as many times as you want. You scheduled preventative maintenance for your furnace because you consider yourself a responsible homeowner who wants to know the condition of your major appliances. You don't need a sales pitch. You need information. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air trains their technicians to educate, not sell. Your Absolute tech will complete a light cleaning of the furnace cabinet, including the flame sensor. They will take photos of the interior, looking for oil or grease leaks. They will get rid of any dust or debris, checking your blower motor wheel and housing. Then they will update you on the condition of your furnace, alerting you to any potential safety issues. They will not pressure you to buy a new furnace. They will leave that decision entirely up to you. For KLZ listeners only, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air now offers $69 furnace maintenance with no dispatch fee. Call now, 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Golden Eagle Financial, folks, is next. And again, I saw Al Smith today. If you need help, which we all do, when it comes to your future financial plans, he's the guy to talk to. He would love to help you. He's got lots of different options on how to get you to retirement and keep you there no matter what your plans are. He's also, right now, if you book an appointment with him and go over the things that we went over today, he and I, he's got an Ocean Prime or Ruth Chris Steakhouse certificate for you as well through the end of March. KLZradio.com, 303-744-1128.
Maintain your purchasing power in retirement. Al Smith will recommend safe, tax-efficient investment vehicles where your money will continue to grow while remaining protected against loss. As your strategy shifts from accumulating wealth to preserving it, you may become more risk-averse, especially with the recent market volatility. If you withdraw funds from an investment account after a large market decline, the mathematics work against your benefiting from a later strong recovery. On the other hand, the alternative of leaving your nest egg in a bank accruing minimal interest will shrink its value due to the inflation we are experiencing. Find the happy medium with Golden Eagle Financial. With your input and assistance, Al Smith can create a plan that will withstand the stresses caused by both inflation and market volatility. Call his office for a fresh look at your retirement plan. 303-744-1128. Planning with Purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Folks, Grant, brand new sponsor today, High Five Plumbing. Levi and Cassie, the owners there. We talked to Levi at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Anything you need for your plumbing needs, they're there for you. They're waiving right now the $49 normal service fee they would have for KLZ listeners. Call 877-WE-HIGH-5 or 877-934-4445 or find them at klzradio.com.
Service that ends with a high five starts with a team that prioritizes excellence. As more tradesmen retire out of the industry and fewer young people choose careers in the trades, finding technicians who provide excellent service becomes more challenging. High Five Plumbing attracts long-term technicians by fostering a team environment. They take care of their employees, so their employees take care of you. Visionary owners Levi and Cassie created their own method for building a dedicated team, encouraging everyone to participate actively in the High Five community. The entire staff volunteers together twice a month. Technicians attend 3 trainings per week, no matter how long they've been on the team, because Levi and Cassie want to ensure a consistently positive customer experience. Nobody wants to call a plumber, so the High Five team makes every effort to surprise their customers with a positive experience. Call High Five Plumbing today, where every call ends in a high five. Call 877-WE-HIGH-5. That's 877-934-4445.
All right. Eric called in, by the way, and did mention, I should mention this as well. So, and Charlie asked me this. I also did not include in any of those equations the price of the charge station for your at-home charging, which could be anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000. Okay. I didn't include that on the EV side. And also the possible EV road tax additional registration fees that may come along, which they're talking about, not finalized yet, but you could see maybe $300 a year per EV, which would be another $1,800 included in that equation I just gave, pushing it up to close to $50,000 over the course of 6 years. So again, there's a lot of other factors here to include that I did not include. I just gave you the bare bones basics. Dan, you're a math guy. Did I make sense?
Yeah, it made sense. There's a couple things, though, that, I mean, your numbers make sense. The one thing that they don't talk about with solar is, you know, it's not 100%. What those solar panels take in is not 100% conversion to energy.
That's right. That's right.
So it's only like, and I've only like 10 or 15% at best.
Right.
So you're paying for those solar panels. And then on top of it, if you have solar panels put on your roof, you no longer can do anything with your roof. The solar company, it's a lease agreement.
That's right.
They tell you what you can and cannot do.
You are correct.
So there's that. The only other thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, when I bought an e-bike last year, and of course, you know, the advertising. So you take your kilowatt hours and take your amp hours, and they say that's about what you can double on your mileage. So my bike I got was a 21 amp hour bike with I can't remember how many volts. Supposedly I could get 45 miles out of that bike. Well, that's a misnomer. That's not true. I cannot ride 45 miles mm-hmm. with my bike.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what conditions I'm now, if I'm down in town and it's a 70 degree weather day and I'm not going up hills, I'm not riding off road, I probably could get 45 miles, plus the weight that I'm carrying, because I hunt with that. So the additional weight drains that battery.
That's
so
correct.
They're not taking into consideration that, you know, the SUV, you load up with your ski gear, your hiking gear, plus your adults, or if you're going for the weekend, that's adding weight to your vehicle.
That's right.
So your mileage is going to drop.
And that's correct.
Especially in the winter. I don't know how they're going to solve this winter problem because, you know, when it gets below zero, those batteries become pretty inefficient on how far you can drive.
You are correct. Some of them do a better job, Tesla being one of them, as far as heating, preheating the batteries and doing some things like that to reduce that loss that you get when it's cold, Dan. But they all lose range when it's cold out. Some lose as much as 40%.
Yeah, I had to get a sock for my batteries. It's a sock that uses part of the power to keep the battery warm.
Got it.
However, when they said, once I start riding it, because, you know, it's generating heat by using the battery.
Right.
I have to unplug that sock or I'm going to burn up my battery. And then on the battery, I think it's a 1,000-cycle battery. So after 1,000 cycles of charging, I'm going to have to replace the battery.
Got it.
And the batteries on the bike right now are $900.
Yeah. Well, and on a full bore, you know, there's some guys doing Teslas cheaper, but on a full bore EV, it's $10,000 minimum.
Yeah. So not only do you have a cost of your car and recouping that cost, then you're also going to have to, if you're smart, you're going to put away money for that capital expenditure you're going to be doing
right.
However many years it is.
That's right. Good point.
So, I mean, you're paying $47,000 over that 6-year period. That's one thing we forgot about.
Yeah, that does not include any of what you just said. I went to year 6, which, again, you're not going to do batteries in those 6 years. So I just went 6 to 6, and I thought it was being very fair, by the way, on the EV side, and it's still a $48,000. Actually, with some of the things we just added, it's a $50,000 bill you're spending. So, and I thought I was being very fair on the EV side. I'm probably being a little conservative, Dan, because to your point, it's going to be more than that as time goes by.
You're going to have to put money away to buy a battery, you know, and you're not, if you sell that car with a bad battery, you're not going to get anything out of that car.
No, it cuts the value way, way, way back. You're correct.
Yep.
Good point.
Okay.
Good point. No, all good stuff, Dan. Thanks for keeping me on track. I appreciate that. Craig, you're next, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, John. I love the topic. Hey, you know, I think Colorado already assesses a $500 annual fee at registration, don't they, for road tax? Because they're not buying gasoline. Isn't that already assessed on registration each year?
Not that I know of. I'll look at my registration when I get home, but I don't believe it's on mine.
Well, I thought that was either in place or it's going to be in place because they realize they're using the road too, but and putting wear and tear on the roads, but not paying anything at the pump toward the maintenance of the roads. So I thought that was already legislated, but I could be wrong too.
I can tell you I don't think mine's that much, so because I'd know if it was a $500, you know, tick up, and to my knowledge it is not. I'm going to double check that. Either I'll get my wife to take a picture real quick and send it to me, or I'll look when I get home, but I don't believe that's the case right now, Craig. I think that's part of why everybody's up in arms, because reality in Colorado is they're not paying road tax. I'm not, you know, anybody with an EV is not paying road tax.
Right now. Did you, in your own study, if you want to call that, take into consideration that, okay, there's a lot of incentive right now for people to get into the EV market.
Right.
Because of the gas prices and the tax credits. How many of these buyers do you think, you know, within, let's say, a year, two, three, decide that, hey, this just isn't for me? One, they don't like the range anxiety if they bought a vehicle that doesn't have good range, and especially in the winter months. Or, you know, they're used to having a bigger vehicle. I know you've got an electric Lightning. There's an electric Silverado coming out.
Right.
As far as, you know, SUVs, I don't believe there's any full electric big ones yet.
Not yet.
And people that need the room for a family and gear to, you know, travel. And then you have the thing where if you travel, you know, you have a trip planned where you've got to stop every 300 miles and wait, go to a supercharging station and charge 2.5 hours, 3 hours, whatever it takes to get back on the road.
Yeah, it's much longer than what they tell you. And by the way, I did find it. It's $50 for the EV extra. So it's
okay.
Not much at all. Not
okay,
enough, by the way.
By a whole digit. Okay. Okay. So how many of those buyers that get into that market decide, hey, this isn't for me, and they turn it back in and go back to a gas-powered vehicle?
It happens.
And then you have all these
It happened. I mean, there are EVs that are out there that are used on the market. And again, I did not factor that into this equation, which, again, I could have. You could have went and looked at, again, as I said earlier, I want to make sure I make this disclaimer again. Everybody's situation is going to be a little bit more unique to them. Some are currently making car payments versus what I did a 10-year-old car that was paid off. I mean, Craig, every one of these circumstances is different, but you got to have a starting point someplace to start comparing these things, you know, to. Each person would have to sit down and do their own math. The reality is, what I was trying to get at is, the White House paints this as a really easy picture. Go out, buy an EV, your gas woes are over. It ain't that easy.
Well, then you have all these used EVs on the market, and there are a lot of them out there.
There are.
For that very reason. But you don't get the tax credit when you buy the used
one. You do not. You are correct.
So you might get a discount on the price, but you're not getting that nice load. And I initially, when I first started seeing, I was watching this market, And when they first came out, I was noticing that you were seeing 1 and 2 year old EVs being traded in because every year they would buy up to get that tax credit.
Right.
You know, they would buy one year, get the tax credit. Next year, when the new one's out, buy that one, get the tax credit. And so, you know, within the first year or two, you saw a lot of 1 and 2 year old, and I don't think they were all being turned in because they didn't like them. They were just after that tax credit.
They are, yeah, that you're probably right. I don't think you're wrong in saying that way. Here's what's interesting, too, as I look. I never looked. I should have done this before. I don't know why I never did this. There's actually quite a few EVs in this used car market around us, more so than other typical cars, Craig. What does that tell you?
Well, because of the cold temperatures in winter?
I think people realize once they own one that it's not all what they thought it was going to be, is where I'm getting at.
Well, you know, again, the Colorado lifestyle is a lot of people are into the recreation and stuff like that, and that gets me back to having the bigger vehicles that you can tow with mm-hmm. and you know, have room for the family and the gear, and, you know, your little Kona Electric, that's nothing but a commuter car
right.
for most people.
Right. No, you are correct. And I mean, and by the way, my price, if I go look at used, you know, used EVs, my price that I used, the $55,000 plus sales tax, you start looking at EVs, I'm not far off, Craig, even on the used side.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really not. Well, I mean, it's hard to find an EV, even a used one, in that $25,000 price range.
Well, the depreciation factor, I don't know, did you factor what? From 1 year to the next?
I did not even get into that. I didn't throw that into the equation at all. I strictly used, you know, out-of-pocket expenses, not looking at the resale or anything else, just straight out-of-pocket expenses came up to the $50,000 over 6 years.
Yeah, because I just don't think from 1 year to the next that, you know, you're going to save enough on buying that 1 or 2 year old one to offset what you could have bought the new one with the tax credit.
You're
for
probably
it.
Correct. Now, again, it depends on the brand because some of the EVs don't have much tax credit left, Tesla, Chevy being two of them.
Right. Tesla used up all of them.
They're pretty much gone, and Chevy's has not got much left either.
Right, right.
Good point, though.
Well, I did hear some legislation, and that would be from this current administration, that they were talking about making their a tax incentive for used EVs to try to go after that used market, maybe.
So now they're going to let people have double credits on things. Great.
Yeah.
All we need.
Here we go.
All right. Craig, as always, I appreciate the phone call. Guys, anyone else have one more segment when we come back? 303-477-5600. Speaking of cars, Extreme Auto Repair, say it all the time, I mean it. The best way to keep your vehicle properly maintained and keep it in that $1,500 a year ballpark range for maintenance is to maintain the vehicle. Fix things when they're needed and then maintain them so that you don't have to fix them. KLZradio.com. Call Extreme Auto Repair. Direct 303-841-1071.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, if any of you have specific questions on EV vehicles, and I get this a lot, by the way. I answered one even today during the show, during the breaks. I was texting, you know, typing away, I should say, at a question that came in. If you have a specific scenario and you want to help on, hey, is this the right deal for me? And by the way, I do this all the time, whether it's an EV or any other vehicle for that matter. I'm always willing to sit down and help you with those decisions and whether or not it's the right decision or not. The last thing I want to see is somebody waste money on a vehicle that they don't need to. And folks, I mean that sincerely. It's sort of like my passion with consulting businesses where they run them and run them and run them for years and years and years. And instead of selling them at the end, they just close things up, get 10 cents on the dollar for the equipment and inventory and things they have, and they move on with their life. And yet they left this huge nest egg that they worked their entire life for, just vanishes. It goes away. I look at certain vehicle purchases very, very much the same way, where you could capitalize on that and actually, you know, make more money or save more money. But, you know, driving costs money. Period. Doesn't matter whether, Charlie, you know this, whether you're driving a car, riding the bus, Uber, whatever, going from A to B has a cost. Even if it's shoe leather, walking, there's a cost. You don't get from A to B without spending money. It's just a matter of how much do you want to spend? How much luxury do you want? How well do you want to watch those pennies while you're doing it? And that's where I can come into play and help you making the right decisions. I can tell you that I have seen people over the years, all classes of people, by the way, but typically this affects the poor more than the rich. Because why? because the rich can make a wrong can make the wrong move on a vehicle, absorb it, make the right move the next time, and go upon their merry life, and it's no big deal. When somebody that doesn't have means makes a bad car choice, it can cost them significantly. I mean, to the point where I've seen people thrown into bankruptcy because of buying the wrong car and making the wrong choice. I don't want that to be anyone that I know or that listens to me. So if you've ever got a car question, even on this, do I buy an EV or not? If so, which one do I buy? So on and so forth. Please, please email me. I'll walk you through it. I'll ask you the right questions, and we can get to the bottom line as to whether or not it's the right fit for you. In some cases, they are. I'm not against EVs. You guys all know that. I love technology. I am not any way, shape, or form against EVs. I'm against EVs the way they're being pushed and the way they're being sold and the lies that are being told behind them. I'm not that guy. Everybody needs to know straight up what you're getting into before you get into one, and I'm afraid that's not really the case. They're sold on a pack of lies, and that's not the way things should be done, especially in the auto industry, in my opinion. All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, Dave Hart, RoofMax, texting me saying, hey, by the way, those of you thinking about doing solar panels on the roof, in a lot of cases, the solar company will require you to replace your roof prior to even putting the panels up. So again, there's always a catch and more to it than meets the eye. And I'm afraid a lot of folks get into these things, and at the end, they won't even tell you what their true costs were, because in some cases, they're embarrassed by the fact they did it. They don't want to tell you what all the costs were. They're just going to tell you what a great deal it is, because they don't want to give you the truth that, hey, I've been had. Folks, I don't want that to be you. Always, again, email me if you got any questions on that. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.